A man so professional, he wears a suit to a radio interview. He's 10 TV's Dave Holmes.
My goodness. You know, I'm sure Dave has probably taken a walk downstairs and checked out our new digs, but Dave, it's good to have you, man. And Eric was just giving me a miniature tour once again for our new talk studios. He's in a Columbus Blue Jackets themed room, and our main talk studios are all decked out in Buckeye gear. It looks amazing. I can't wait till we're not doing this on the phone and we have each other in these sweet new studios. It's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah, I've been sneaking down there, kind of ducking around cones and construction stuff, probably breaking some sort of protocol, but I've been down there about every 3 or 4 weeks during the process. It looks unbelievable. So, yeah, I can't wait for you guys to be in studio and just walk right down the hall and do this.
It's going to be great. I really cannot wait. And I would assume that we're going to get the fan TV set back up like we used to have when we were in our old studios. And I don't know when they're going to have all of us in the field come back, but it's sure looking like when they do, they're going to be ready for us. Dave, so you're on Twitter at Dave Holmes TV. And if you guys go to his account, he has one of the cooler Holmes Sweet Holmes that he's ever done. One of his little segments there, he has it pinned up there. And Dave, I'm sure that's not by accident. I'm sure that's because that's something that you're very passionate about. And when we're talking about EJ Liddell, I just think that's so fitting how you also are in an industry where some of your colleagues, mainly women, right, who appear on TV, put themselves out there for everybody, for viewers and for the community, and they have to put up with a lot of crap that really it's stuff that just shouldn't ever be said to anybody. But it happens, and we don't know why it happens. I'm wondering what's your inside view on how this really affects people when things like that get hurled around?
You know, it's interesting because I think something we can learn from the EJ Liddell thing is that, you know, it's very easy not to be a racist and send death threats. I mean, I'm hoping that most of us can do that, right? So the bar is very low to not be the guys that sent EJ Liddell messages. But I think one of the bigger things we can take out of this is, okay, sure, you're not the racist sending death threats, but what are you? Are you actually helping the conversation? Are you being critical by still being rational and reasonable? Because, you know, I really think that it is absolutely okay to criticize Chris Holtmann. It's okay to even criticize EJ Liddell, Dwayne Washington Jr. I have no problem with it. They get full rides. Holtmann makes millions of dollars. So, and people on television, same way. You criticize, you know, people put themselves out there. I get it. But I do think that if we can learn something, it's, you know, let's just try to be somewhat rational and not go to the extremes here to criticize people. I feel like we live in this goat culture where everything's, you know, goat or woat. It's the greatest of all time or the worst of all time. There's no in between. You have to tell someone they're either amazing or they suck. And, you know, it's just too bad that we can't step back and be critical but still be reasonable at the same time.
Dave Holmes, our guest on the Buckeye Show, courtesy of the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I'm sure you saw EJ taking questions from the press, and it seemed like that was kind of his idea to speak and have a press conference like this. And I can't remember for the life of me anybody actually doing that after having kind of the weekend that he had. And I think that speaks to the character of the man who's just 20 years old. But I also think that what he did was kind of encourage other players to speak out when they receive these kinds of things, like Kofi Coburn coming out for Illinois. And I'm just thinking, do you think EJ might have started something by speaking out against these messages?
Yeah, and I think something I hear often, you know, someone's listening to the radio right now, you know, getting very angry, saying, you know, you got to have thicker skin. Why let it get to you? You know, chances are you don't work in a field like a basketball player where you get this all the time, and you cannot let 95% of it get to you, but it does. You know, I know Coach Cooper used to say it never catches up with you until it does, and it's a great line, but that's how it is. I mean, you might shake it off for 6 months and then one actually hits home. And I just think when we're, you know, in a time where suicide rates are rising and depression and all sorts of stuff, and people have been cooped up for a year feeling crazy, losing their mind, I mean, I just think it goes a long way if we can all just be kind in our critique. And I don't care when people send me. I have people send me emails that say, hey, Dave, I don't like what you said, and here's why. And I always write back and say, hey, I totally get it. I appreciate it. But then you get the people who, you know, tell you that you failed in life and no one could ever love you and you're a terrible person based on the fact that they don't like the way you did a sports broadcast. And, you know, I tend to put those people in their place a little more now as I'm older. I used to be afraid of it. Now I think I generally write back and say, hey, you know, I'm going to respond to you and just call you out on your tone here. You know, you can criticize me all you want, but let's just not go, you know, ad hominem, personal attacks. We don't need to go there. If you don't like me on TV, you can always change the channel. I'm okay with that. So I think there's, you know, hopefully if we learn one thing from EJ Liddell, it's that there is a reasonable way to do these things. And not just, I know, I don't want people to say, well, yeah, I'm not racist. I'm not sending death threats. Yeah, well, 99.9% of Buckeye fans are not racist people who send death threats. We know that. We know that there might be 20 people in all of Columbus who would do this sort of thing. We get the numbers are on our side, but what do you do? You know, what do you do that maybe you could clean up a little bit and try to restore a little civility to the conversation?
I just think that's why it was so cool, Dave, that EJ was willing to just have the conversations about it. And you could tell too that EJ is a tough guy. He's 6'7". He plays down on the block in the Big Ten. You know, that takes a certain kind of grit and toughness. I believe it's there with this guy. But I think I heard James Laurinaitis on his show earlier talking about this, and they got into sort of the deep discussion about what they're going to do as parents and with their kids and with social media and when, you know, cyberbullying comes into it. Words hurt, man. Words can hurt more than physically getting hurt. I mean, those guys know all about the injuries and the bumps and the bruises and how many times a Buckeye has fouled somebody, fouled someone's elbow with their face this year. You know, like that's some serious stuff, but when you throw those things out there, and EJ posted two of them, right? And that wasn't even just a one little, oh man, I hope you die. And it was one post, and you write it in some kind of tone, right? Where like it can maybe be passed off as a joke. It was repeated. It was post after post after post of really nasty stuff. And there's almost, you wonder like, what can you even do when it gets to that level? But for him to put it out there and just to show everyone, look, this is, I don't think it was him looking for sympathy from anyone either. It was just, this is how it is. Just if you didn't know, this is how it is for athletes.
And that's why I get so annoyed when I hear the people say, you gotta have thick skin. Because I say, who says they don't?
They do.
The fact that they overlook this 98% of the time, they obviously do. Because, you know, and the thing is, you know, I get them, I get angry emails maybe once a month. On social media, way more, because it's way easier to do it right there. But nothing even remotely resembling what EJ Liddell had there. And yeah, you know what? A lot of times I shrug it off and say, well, you know, this person must be a loser to send me something like this. But, you know, I'll admit, every now and then they strike the right phrase, right? Whatever you're insecure about, whatever bothers you, whatever secret thing keeps you up at night, every now and then they hit the right word or the right phrase, and it'll get you. And you have to overlook it. And, you know, you learn to do it over time. But yeah, I have no problem with EJ Liddell doing this. I never once thought he was looking for sympathy. I think he was just pointing out there's a conversation to be had here. You know, and good on him. If you want to rip EJ Liddell or Dwayne Washington Jr. for, you know, missing shots down the stretch, I have no problem with that. And I don't think they do either. That's why they go to these news conferences and take responsibility after the game. They don't run from it. They stand in front of camera and answer questions about a bad game. So they take accountability. There's a difference between accountability and just flat out, you know, vulgarity, which is what this was.
David, hit you with a basketball question. 9 Big Ten teams enter the NCAA tournament. Just one remains. And it's Michigan heading into the Sweet 16. What can the conference and the teams in it do to avoid a letdown like this in the future?
You know, I don't know exactly what they can do to avoid it. I do know this, that if you're going to say the SEC, you know, the SEC always talks about we beat each other up all season, and that's why we might not have a good bowl season or whatever, and we don't accept that up here in the Midwest. So if you're going to play that side of the coin, I think you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, the conference really let down? And this is a tough pill to swallow, because all year we've been puffing our chest out as the best conference in basketball. And, you know, and maybe it would have been had they played 7-game series. For sure, one and done is not the best way. I mean, we don't honestly think the Pac-12 is the best conference in basketball, right? So obviously there's some randomness that occurs in this tournament. But, yeah, you got to go hard look at yourself on this, because this is one that I think is going to stain the reputation of the conference for the next 3 to 5 years. I mean, to have almost half the teams in the top 10 and to have 9 teams there and 1 left, I mean, this is a hard one to get over for the public perception.
It is brutal out there for the Big Ten. And Dave, the next time someone emails you and tells you that your suit sucks, just remember that you liked it. And that's all that really matters.
It's all I can afford. It's all I can afford. You know what?
I'm on my knees in a $900 suit. Sorry, $300 suit.
Exactly.
All right, pal. We'll talk next week, okay?
Have a good one, guys.
There he goes, our friend Dave Holmes from 10TV, fine sportscaster there. Hey, the running back room for Buckeye football, what do you think I'm talking about? It's really crowded right now, six guys. So how are they going to slim it down? We answer that after hashtag Buckeyes, which is next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fence.